Okay, we're back with a special guest. That's a returning guest. I had spoken with you a few months ago. Back by popular request. and why are you back this time? Like, how come you're here?
I was bullied into this.
You're bullied into it.
No, actually, I'm here visiting my college of choice, as it were.
In our last podcast, we had spoken about your pre-college. You hadn't decided where you're going yet.
Yeah, still working on that.
How was the whole process of, you got into some colleges, obviously.
Yeah, not all the ones I wanted, but that's okay. I got into a very nice institution. Are we naming it?
Sure. I mean, if you want.
Berkeley. I got into Berkeley, so I'm here in SF visiting it.
Well, you're really visiting us, and Berkeley's a sidelight.
Yeah, no, that right. was a given. I just thought I should sound official.
And more importantly, I think what occurred this weekend is that your mother and your father were brave enough to send you out here alone.
Yes, well, actually, it was more like, oh, Cleo, I should come, right? Yeah. And I was like, you can stay here. She's like, oh, cool. That's about it.
So you chose to have us come tour the city
for you. Yeah, just because you're a responsible human being, and I trust you so much every day, all the time.
How did it go?
How did what go? Hanging out with you?
Well, let's hop on the hangout. Let's start with the college
process. Oh, start off process. Easy. I see.
Yeah, start off easy. So we went to Cal Day, which is the day for parents and friends and family and uncles and
like
whatever.
Little kids. Little kids were running around.
Lots of little kids went to Cal Day.
That was nice. We saw a lot of clubs. I picked up a lot of flyers. Heard about majors. People were really pumped. Weather was gorgeous.
The weather was gorgeous, and I don't think it'll ever be like that again, actually, in San Francisco. False advertising.
I'm so deceived.
And I feel like you definitely sort of had a take on San Francisco that was a little bit different, because you felt like this place was so quiet and mild-mannered compared to your home city of New York.
Yes, New York, I don't know. I mean, this place, it's a very nice city, and it's warm and lovely, and people are happy. But to me, a city, I born and raised New York, outlying suburbs, commuter suburbs, that's what they're called. It just doesn't feel like a city, almost. There's no taxis, no suicidal driving, no angry people. The subways are clean, which was weird. Apparently, you guys don't have rats in your subway system, which just doesn't make sense to me.
But we do have a lot of homeless people.
Yes, you do. But that's because you guys are so nice to the homeless people here.
It's a little disconcerting.
Yeah, you guys, like, talk to them. Like, they'll walk up to you and be like, oh, hey, man, how's it going? I need some money for this or that. Or I'm backpacking through this area and I need money. In New York, they kind of, hey, spare some change, and you kind of grimace and move on with your life.
I know that when I went to college in Michigan, all the New Yorkers would come to Michigan and think it was the super backward place, and they would come all rough and tough, and, you know, 4 years later, they would love it and become these, they were the people who would have the most sort of change of heart, like, oh, I'm really going to miss you guys, like, I can't believe 4 years went by so fast, even though they came in their, like, leather jackets.
Yeah, but it took them 4 years to get there. That's 4 years of pain and suffering.
And you're a little afraid that you might not like the people here.
Yeah, I mean, they're nice people. It's just that it's not what I'm used to, and I do love New York. So, you know, I don't know. I want something diverse. It doesn't seem like there's a lot of New Yorkers out here. Or people that are very like me, you know, cynical, mean.
You might have to abort that side of your personality.
Oh my God, no. I just love it so much, you know? I mean, who doesn't?
Speaking of diversity, the whole day that we spent on campus kind of looking at people, and you were a little bit surprised by how many Asians there were.
I don't know. I actually had a conversation with someone on my overnight stay program. I stayed overnight at campus with a host. A conversation about this. It's very diverse compared to, like, middle America. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, there's an unusually high percentage of Asian, but to me, like, diverse is more of a mix, and there's something, it's something ridiculous, like 48% Asian. It seemed very high to me. I mean, it was Asian and then it was white, and then after that, the other minorities were negligible even.
Yeah. There were not a lot of blacks, not a lot of Latinos, not a lot of, really, I didn't see a lot of anything except white and Asian.
Yeah, truly.
And I feel like coming from New York, that's going to be really, really different. And there's a chance of just getting quickly sucked into one or the other. And you being mixed, you will sort of have to, it'll be interesting, to, I feel like, for you to negotiate that.
It'll be a little strange, I think. They do have the mixed student group. I can join my people. But I find that in general, a lot of times people go into cliques based on race. And I don't think it's a racism thing. I just think it's a cultural value thing. And we were noticing yesterday, or Saturday, that a lot of the sororities and frats, it's just all white people, and it seems like the white people congregate there.
In the fraternity, yeah. Yeah. In the frats and sororities.
The fraternities, yes. The fraternities, John.
In the fraternities. It's okay. You can say my name. It's all you want. I mean, I kind of lived vicariously through you because I think with all of us that you hung out this weekend, a lot of my college friends, you're facing all these decisions as a soon-to-be college student that you really know nothing about. In a way, I feel like you're totally not informed because college is about making all these life decisions that you're unprepared for and you know no information. It's like, what major do you want to be? You're like, I think I want to do this. I want to think do that. What clubs do you want to join? No idea. Like, you know, like you don't know any of these things. Do you feel more prepared after this weekend? Do you feel like you're just going to go and wing it? Like, what's going to happen?
Maybe a bit. I mean, socially, I don't feel too out of my depth because, I mean, people are in the same boat as me. With the club scene, I guess I'm just going to kind of walk around, show up to some meetings, hope for the best. I feel very unprepared to pick my major. Like, I have no idea what I'm doing with my life. Even dorms, I'm like, well, do I want a co-ed dorm? But that means co-ed bathrooms, which could get awkward. Or I could go all the way out to, like, one of those obscure single-sex dorms where I have to hike through, like, 15 minutes of woodland to get there.
Do you think you want to be open to advice? I mean, you know a few older people. You know some very responsible, mature people like us. Do you want to be open to advice? I mean, I kind of, like, I've been throwing things at you, but I almost don't want to listen to any of them because it's your own experience.
No, I'm like totally open to advice. It's just that I feel like no matter what I hear right now, I'm just not ready to make those decisions. I need to hear everything I can hear and then go out and live it and see where it goes from there, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't even started my freshman year yet. I have time to decide what I'm doing with my everything.
What are you most looking forward to in the college experience that first year?
I guess it's the friends thing. And I'm pretty happy about avoiding high school drama. I've just heard, oh God, this year has been crazy with drama. And it's your senior year. You're supposed to just be having fun. Rife with drama. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Is there any fear of moving cross-country?
It is very far. Mostly it's an inconvenience thing that's bothering me. I don't get homesick easily. Skype and video chat have gone a long way towards making people more accessible. I'm going to miss my friends. And it'll be hard to go back to New York often, which I'm sad about. Yeah, I'll miss my family too, but I'm not scared about that necessarily. I have people here, family, who will...
There's family here.
I mean, you might take care of me in a pinch. I'd probably have to turn to someone else.
I'm moving to San Francisco. George can take care of you. I'm moving to San Francisco. I mean, I'm moving to New York. So, you know, don't worry.
Actually, I don't know if you know this yet, but you're actually waiting another 4 years to move to New York, and then you're going to follow me there.
Right.
Plan your life accordingly. Okay,
I'll be your handmaiden.
Okay, great, great.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like what tradition, I mean, I'm coming from a space where, like, I went to college so long ago, nearly when you were born, that,
whoa.
Like, you know, there's things that are sort of like truisms about college that you're about to experience, and I'm really excited to see how they turn out, okay, for well, example.
Throw some at me.
Like, you will become closer with your college friends than your high school friends. A truism.
Closer.
Like, your high school friends will become those people that you Facebook but never really see. And you're just like, friends with.
Well, that's not true of your life. You hang out with plenty of your high school friends, yeah?
I'm a little bit different, but I didn't go to high school with any of these people. They're just family friends.
Oh.
Whereas...
You reconnected?
we grew up together, but I didn't go to high school with them. Like, I'm talking about actual high school friends. It's like,
I guess you have to look for friends wherever you can get them.
Hey, I gotta look wherever I can get them. Yeah, under rocks, on campus at UC Berkeley.
Homeless people.
People half my age.
Yes.
I mean, that's definitely one truism. The other truism is that the things that happen in college, you know, they say that these are the best moments of your life.
That scares me, really. There's nothing better, like the birth of your first child, marriage, nothing better than...
Well,
I don't want my life to just end there, you know?
I mean, I don't think college was the best days of my life, but we often reminisce and talk about college in this particular way that seems like it was so great.
Yeah.
And I think you experienced, you know, college a little bit this weekend, but more than that, you really experienced post-college, because all weekend... You were hanging out with me and George and our friends.
Truth. You guys have a pretty good post-college lifestyle, I'd say. You're pretty happy. You spend a lot of time playing. Any disagreements here?
No, not at all. I mean, I'm curious about your insights or observations with hanging out with like 30-year-olds. Is it different than hanging out with high schoolers? Like the lifestyle, the things that people discuss? Like any of that stuff. Like, tell me about it.
I could be mistaken, but it seems like there's less drama and there's a little less petty stuff going down. Like, also, if I get vibes, I could be totally wrong, that even if you're not too crazy about someone in your group of friends, you don't make a big deal out of it. I've seen people throw, like, fits over that kind of thing. Your group is oddly okay with hanging out with someone some odd 10, 12 years younger than them.
Hmm.
I don't know that all groups would be so cool about it. I appreciate it.
Oh, you didn't feel any ageism?
Well, no, there's some, I'd say, but it's not what I would... It was not as intense as I might have expected.
What kind of ageism?
Ageism? Well, I got a little old-timer advice, you know. When I was your age, I was in college, and I was stealing rims off cars to make ends... No, I'm kidding.
Right. You got some of the tales from back when I was blah, blah.
God.
But as far as sort of hanging out, I mean, let's put it this way. When you go to Berkeley, if you go to Berkeley, and there's these people you have met a few times in the city, might you ever say, hey, on the weekends, I'm going to come hang out with you guys? Okay. Or are you going to be like, screw you, I want to hang out with my friends on campus.
Is this you dropping hints? Am I supposed to come?
No, you don't have to do it. I'm just curious.
I would probably want to come by and hang out with you guys. You know, when I had nothing better going on.
Right.
Yeah.
We'd be the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Nah. I'd come by. I'd probably definitely come by for holidays, because it's so inconvenient to go home. I mean, it's... My last flight was 6 hours and 52 minutes, something ridiculous like that, and it's a 3-hour time difference. It's just so much trouble. I'd probably hang out here for holidays. Crash on the couch or something.
Crash on the couch.
Yes.
And do you think that, you know, hanging out with slightly older people, that you're different? I mean, you hung out with us most of the weekend, but you also hung out with your people this weekend.
Yeah. I actually had more fun with you guys. Honestly.
Thank you for saying that.
No, it's you need the ego boost. There's not much else going for you.
This is true.
Whoa. Did that hurt?
Oh, not at all. I mean, you know, I'll take it away and get it. All
right, cool. Yeah, I mean, with my stay on the Berkeley campus, I had more limited options for people to hang out with. So, I mean, I like the people I hung out with, but, it's a little harder to connect in that kind of setting, because I already have foundation with you, and I already know where our interests overlap, and mm-hmm. with them, we're just kind of throwing it out there, comparing notes on the college process. I heard a little bit about, you know, home lives, but... Good conversation. No one I'm going to be honoring as my maid of honor at my wedding, you know? My hypothetical wedding. I might follow in your footsteps and...
Be single for the rest of my life. Mm. By choice, of course.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Do you think that you will be looking forward to the college lifestyle? Like, you get to choose whatever you want to do.
I'm an independent person by nature. Okay. So I'm going to enjoy that. I am very, very sure. Though a little bit kind of annoying, because I'm not that decisive about certain things either.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, there's some times where I'm just like, someone else choose for me. I don't know where I want to eat, and I will have to choose for myself. It just seems like a lot of effort right now, you know?
Okay. We did go to an English reading.
Yes.
Where some of the students from the English department, which could possibly be your major, they did a little bit of reading. What did you think of them upon impressions of them reading and also of their work?
There were some good ones. Nothing that stood out too much. I mean, there were your standard trying too hard ones where they make these really complicated, intricate metaphors that try to be random but still make a cohesive picture but actually just kind of suck. And then there was your routine one about something vaguely obscene, you know, your standard bathroom humor.
Mm-hmm.
And that got your standard laughs, and it was amusing, but it was kind of like your little cliche thing. Honestly, it started blurring together a little bit. I mean, it was quite good, but there's no one there that I think will ever be a famous author one day. I mean, I could be wrong. But it seems like a good program, though. And they were getting a lot of support for their work, and there's like a literary magazine and everything, which is great. So I'll check the department out, see how it goes, yeah?
I'm excited for you to be a writer, / business person, / law school student. That'll be nice. Okay, the last topic that I think we should really touch about is the end of your high school career, which is marked by... Well, don't cry. It's gonna be important.
Please, I don't have tear ducts. Actually,
you don't even have feelings. So
I can't disagree.
You're going to prom soon.
Prom 2010. Mm-hmm. Hey,
this is your first prom?
No, I actually went to one my sophomore year.
Oh.
I went to a prom at a local private school.
Okay.
It was very nice. I went with a junior. Old friends of mine, he asked me as a friend, and I broke out a dress and did my makeup. Actually, did my makeup and hair myself, and yeah, it was nice. It was very nice.
But now this is your prom.
Yeah, it's the senior prom. It's the big one.
And who are you going with? Is this a friend? Is this a friend of a friend? Is this?
I'm going with a friend. He asked me, but the thing is, he's also the twin brother of one of my closest friends.
Mm.
So, yeah. He asked me, it was pretty casual. He was like, oh, you want to go to prom with me? And I was like, oh, sure. Oh, wait, maybe I should talk to your sister. And he was like, what, is she going to say no? Forget it. No, that's cool. We're good.
When did he ask you? Like a long time ago?
A fairly long time ago. I think end of March. And my prom's in early June. So... That's about standard.
Is that normal? You lock them down 3 months before prom happens?
It's pretty, I mean, by April, you're pretty much locked up, even in last minute decisions. But yeah, March is if you're like, you're pretty serious about getting this person. And then April's when a lot of people do the asking. And that's also when, you know, there's drama and people break up and there's fights and there's a lot of prom dates switch around. And then May is just forget it. Everyone has dates by then.
And if you don't have one by May, you're pretty much
ask a junior.
Oh.
Or you outsource. You go from out. You get
some. You outsource.
Yes.
Wow.
Outsourcing.
And then you had text me earlier this particular week about your prom dress, and you were going between two options. What were they?
Yeah, I have this. It's white with gold embroidery, and on the front there's a lot of lace and pearls. Very, very vintage. And I wasn't sure I could pull it off, especially since it's kind of a look-at-me dress. Like, no one else there will have anything like it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was having a lot of second thoughts. And my other one was a purple one with a sequin strap. I decided that one was just way too much. It was very, like, red carpety, not too prommy. So I think I'm going to stick with my white one. But I still have the option of changing, so we'll see.
This sort of like old school lace one, more vintage sort of look.
Very vintage.
But you're hesitant about it because you didn't want to attract too much attention? Like, what is that deal?
Well, I mean, I have no problem with attention. It's not so much the attention as the way in which you attract it. I wasn't sure it would strike the chord I wanted I'm not sure I would give off the right feeling, the one I wanted for this. But I think I can pull it off. So I'll go home, try it on again, see how I feel. You know, since I, you know, as much as I can feel, since apparently I don't have feelings.
Apparently you don't have feelings, yeah. The prom will be magical, and it'll be a good time.
Yeah.
And are you guys going in limo?
We have not worked out the details. I don't even know if I'm getting my hair and makeup done, or we're doing each other, or what have you. And it's a little weird, because my date has a separate group of friends, and my best friend, who's a guy, is part of that group of friends.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I could go with them. Or I could go with my friends, which includes his sister.
Awkward.
Yeah, but I'm not sure how I'm going to do that. Also, he's not that much taller than me. Maybe a smidgen.
Right.
So I don't know whether I'm wearing heels yet or not.
I would recommend against it. Or just duck a little bit for the picture.
Yeah. You're a guy. You wouldn't understand.
I am a guy, and it would be rough. It would be tough if my prom date was taller than me in the picture.
I don't know. I would probably duck for the picture, definitely, but it's just, it's prom. You want to wear heels, you know?
This is true.
I mean, I do have the floor-length dress, so you wouldn't be able to tell too much, but, I mean, it's just, it's something about it. It's different somehow.
It should be fun.
Yeah. I'm sure it will be. You'll get to look at the pictures and feel sad about your life.
Because my prom wasn't as exciting.
Just your life in general.
Oh, my. What are you talking about? You envy my life because I wake up like noon every day.
That's pretty much the only cool aspect of your life.
And we eat a lot. And we get to have fun things. We watch movies. We go to the Space Museum.
We went Space Museum, yeah. It's just a roaring good time. Ooh, I learned a cow drinking song.
I don't need to hear it.
It was very clean. It's like a sea shanty.
Sea shanty, I don't even know what that means.
Me neither. They took us up on this hike, and that was that. So, yep.
Well, thank you for visiting San Francisco.
Thank you for, well, it wasn't really you that hosted me, was it?
Well, not technically me, it's more George, but I did feel very parental.
Yes, you and your overprotective tendencies.
Yeah, okay. We will talk to you soon.
Okay.
Good night.
Night.